Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
tuning into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all has been well in your family circle, and I hope all continually to be well with you and yours. And I just want to send condolences out to all of you that has lost loved ones, may it be in the last 72 hours, the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, moments ago. We want you to know that you are not alone. We want you to know that you have brothers and sisters and pilgrims and sojourners all across this earth that are praying daily for you and you and you. So I just want you to be encouraged on this morning and know that God is with you every step of your journey. And may God just bring about restoration for your soul. I just thank those of you that allowed me into your workplace. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway. Hallelujah. With the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I just want you to get a good seat on this morning. I'm intending to bring unto you the divine word of God as I know it to be. Hallelujah. And I just thank you, all my loyal and faithful listeners. Hallelujah. I just thank you from the depths of my very soul for just continually to keep the Old Ship of Zion a part of your listening archive and a part of your listening radio program. I just thank you, and may God bless you as only he can. And I mean God will bless you, because God blesses his children. He blesses all of us. He don't just bless some of us, but he bless all of us according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. And at the conclusion of this program, we will have our lines open for prayer. So if you desire prayer, you that are out there in my digital listening audience on this morning, you are encouraged to call in, hallelujah, and request a prayer for whatever that you want God to perform in your life. I tell you, it's nothing too hard for God. God is a miracle worker, and he was working miracles 2,000 light years ago. He's that same God, and he's working miracles right now. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. So I know it's no changing in God. We change, but God do not change. God stays the same. Hallelujah. And we just going to put our trust in him. When we can't trust nobody, we can trust God and take him at his word. Hallelujah. So I want to go right now quickly on into our opening prayer. We fail not to acknowledge our one and our only Lord. He's our soon coming Messiah. I want to present to some and introduce to others. His name is Jesus Christ. He's born in Bethlehem. And he's our soon coming Messiah, as I first stated. And God is coming back one day after a church without spot or wrinkle. So I just want you to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, God. We want to thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to assemble again, God, in unity around this spectrum, God. But we know that this earthly planet that we're treading on is not our eternal destination. But we know when you crack those clouds one historical day, God, we will be able to mount up, God, as pilgrims through this barren land. Hallelujah. And until that time come, though, we will continue in your will and in your way, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, God, from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west. And I just want you, God, to enable me on this morning to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you, the pardons of their iniquity, God. Grace me, your servant, hallelujah, with words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we'd be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll allow the temple of God to say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I will be with you 1 hour on this morning. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to give the number out if you want to call in at the conclusion of this program. Like I said, you are welcome to do so. The lines will be open. I will say we're changing the dimension of this program, and then that is the cue. If you desire prayer, you can call in and state your request. You know, God said, let your request be known, so you can have the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer, hallelujah, with you. So right now, without any further ado, hallelujah, we're going to go right now on into our scheduled program, hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. I don't know what I have done here now, but let me see here. Okay, thank you. That's where we're supposed to be. So I'm trying to get things squared away here. And like I said, we're going to carry you right now live on into a live program that's already in progression. And I sermon on this morning entitled, Let's Go Higher. I want to say that one more time. Let's go higher. And we're going to read our first key scripture. And it reads, hallelujah, like this. It says that when Paul saw them, he thanked God and he took courage. Hallelujah. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Acts 28 and 15. All right, we're going to go now to our second key scripture. And it reads like this. It says that let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. And that scripture is coming out of the law of Hebrews 10 and 24. All right, we're going to move quickly to our third and final key scripture for this morning. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. It says that a friend loves at all time and a brother is born for adversity. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Proverbs 17 and 17. And I pray that you got all your digital devices, your laptop, your iPhone, and your tablet. And you can go along with me as I read out the scriptures reading. And you can go at your leisure time and go behind me and read what I have brought forth on this morning. So we're going to dive right on down into the Word of God. Because like I said, I know that time is of an essence and time is moving quite swiftly on this morning. Hallelujah. And I got quite a bit in which to cover. So y'all just come on in, your beautiful selves, and get your good seat while I present unto you the divine word of God. Hallelujah. And we know that we're talking about let's go higher. And we're talking about encouraging one another. The Bible says we should encourage one another daily. That means encourage one another, lift one another up in words or in deeds. May they be our friends, our relatives, our colleagues, business partners. We should esteem them, love them, and just thank God for them always and making mention of them in our prayers. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about encouraging one another. And we notice that in Nathan 3, he described the destruction that fell on Nineveh. Nineveh was the famed capital of the ancient Assyrian Empire. And it had narrowly escaped the wrath of God after hearing and receiving the word of the Lord through Jonah's preaching. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Jonah 3. And after second chance, however, Nineveh soon relapsed into gross adultery and was full of lies and robbery. The prey departed not. That scripture reading is coming again out of the law of Nathan 3 and 1. And we find out that history shows you and I and us that many New World settlers embrace strong religious conviction and live by godly principles, hallelujah, which they instituted in America. The church had a far-reaching impact on the lives of the earthly settlers. They had daily prayers and devotions were practiced in their homes, in their schools, and in their workplace. And you and I and us, hallelujah, can be similar pilgrims in this history of our ancestors, hallelujah, who had possessed strong faith, and they broke slavery chains and eventually won freedom and U.S. citizenship. Through time, they related their history and their faith in God to their children and to their children's children. Hallelujah. So you and I and us, we must not forget our history, and we must not forget God. Hallelujah. We may wonder when we look at our communities beset with violence, bloodshed, crime, and battered family members, many other problems. Have our cities become city of blood? You might ask, how far have we drifted away from God, away from his presence, away from his comfort, and away from his commands? How many times has God forgiven you and I and us? Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. When forgiven our wicked ways so you and I and us could be reconciled with him and walk with him in the beauty of his holiness. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 96 and 9. So I want to encourage your heart on this morning. Let us go higher. Let us comfort one another. Let us pray for one another daily, making mention of each one of us prayers. Let us not forget that God is not only a God of comfort and the God of a second chance, as he was with Nineveh, but he is also a God of judgment. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Oh, thank you, Jesus, on this morning, God. We just thank you for allowing us to come together, God, in unity and in love for one another, God. For you said that we are to love one another as we love ourselves. We should love one another. And some, we can either love greater. I mean, you know, there's no greater love, God said, than a man to lay down his life for his friend. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. So we know that in the New Testament, it tells you and I, us, to run our race of faith with success of others in mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than oneself. Let each of us look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Philippians 2:4. Our example of such living in Jesus Christ, who left the glory of heaven to share our humanity and die on the cross so that you and I and us, we'd have eternal life. And if the encouragement of our example help one another, each person to flourish and be successful, we should rejoice. With eternal prize are awarded for faithful service to God. We know that it'll be a lot of pushers will be wearing blue ribbons. Until then, though, let you and I and us keep running so that others can win as well. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We find out that in this world, in this society in which we live, there are many churches that back in March of this year, they had each year on the 25th marked the annual day. And it was a memorable day of the angels that made the announcement to Mary that she would be mother of Jesus, the Messiah. And in our success-oriented society, This festival is a reminded and recognized festival that in the beginning we can rejoice of God's work in a person's life rather than holding our pause for the accomplishments, because we often read in Luke's gospel that Christians, we may forget that 9 months of trust and waiting separated Mary's response to Gabriel from the birth of Jesus. When you and I and us read her words of surrender in light of this time span, they take on added meanings. Behold, the manservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Luke 1 and 38. And we find out, hallelujah, that Mary must have received great encouragement when her cousin Elizabeth told her, "Blessed is she who believes, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told to her from the Lord." You and I and us, we can celebrate the beginnings by giving a hug or a handshake to a new believer who professed faith in Christ. We can write a note of encouragement to a friend who has chosen to obey God's will. So let's you and I and us grasp every opportunity to celebrate the beginnings of God's work in the lives of others. Hallelujah. We're talking about let's go higher. Let's go higher in brotherly and sisterly love and encouragement to one another daily as we travel through this Christian journey. We find out that the word of God tells us a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. That scripture reading again is coming out of the law, Proverbs 17 and 17. We go into the law of the Old Testament, chapter of Job and Daniel had much in common. Both went through serious trials and challenges. Both had great success because of the blessings of God, presence in their lives. Both are viewed as giants of faith, one for his patience in suffering and the other for his purity in an impure culture. We find out that Job and Daniel had something else in common. Each had three significant friends. Here, however, the similarities end. Job's friend became a thorn in his flesh, offering him condemnation when he needed compassion and when he needed companionship. And Job struggled with loss and grief. Hallelujah. We know that Bildad and Zophar seem bent on intensifying his pain rather than helping him in his adversities. We find out that Daniel's three friends were very different. They'd taken captive together. Daniel and his companion, Shadrach, Meshach, and the Abednego supported and strengthened one another in difficult times. They stood together, hallelujah, in honoring God. And we'd say that in Daniel 1, in the prayer, that's Daniel 2 and 17 to 18, in refusing to bow before the king image, that the kind of friend, that's the kind of friend, can't hardly understand my own writing, that's the kind of friend you and I need. So what kind of friend am I or you to be? We are to be compassionate. We are to be tenderhearted and loving. Hallelujah, because we know that we are in need of encouragement. Hallelujah. We need you to be a friend today. There's someone out there in my listening audience that feel all alone. They feel like they don't have a friend in this world. So you can give a friend encouragement. You can give them a handshake. You can give them a hug. Let them know that you love them in godly love. Hallelujah. Instead of recognizing the good in the people, tends to notice their faults. We can learn from the example of the Apostle Paul in his letter to his spiritual sons and daughters. In the Thessalonical, he wrote, "We give thanks to God always for you all. He remembered their work of faith, labor of love, patience of hope. He told them that because they received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, they were an example to others. He said that from them the word of the Lord had sounded forth in every place. Paul's words must have encouraged them and spurred them on to even greater service for the Lord. Let's be more ready to commend than to condemn. When we see good in others, let's tell them. It will encourage them. And that's exactly what they did. We should encourage one another daily. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that in the law of Acts 28, we see as the Apostle Paul was traveling to Rome, he met some fellow believers, and when Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. What better compliment could be offered to you and I and us to have someone to say, and when they encourage you, tell you, brother and sister, be encouraged. Everything's going to be all right. And you can be encouraged and continue on in your spiritual walk. We know that the world is full of trouble and discouraging souls who are struggling along in this Christian life. We know that the battle is weary. They're almost ready to give up. When they see you, what influence do you have on them? Do you inspire them to be more noble lives of service? Or does your example tend to drag them down? May we influence others in such a way that they will take heart and say, I want to go higher. We need to go higher on this morning. Hallelujah. I'm talking about higher in encouragement, higher in brotherly love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're supposed to love each other. Keep them in our prayer. Thank God daily for them. Hallelujah. As believers in Christ, you and I and us, we have the privilege and the responsibilities of encouraging one another in our faith. The writer of Hebrews said, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Hebrews 10:24 says, the church is not just an institution or a mere social club. It is where we have been brought, hallelujah, near to God and washed from sin. It can help one another grow in this Christian likeness. We find out that the purpose of meeting together as a corporate body is to exhort and encourage one another. Hallelujah. No believer can function alone. We find out to live as our Lord Jesus would want us to. We need the community of believers, as you and I. Meet with other believers. Think of who can come along and encourage one by your words and actions. To be more like Christ, we must love and serve. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. Make your correspondence attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. This station has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been The Old Ship of Zion. You can log on to our web address at www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion. If you have any prayer petitions, you can call right now into the studio and speak live to yours truly. Hallelujah. But right now, without any further ado, we're going to turn you over to Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Buckle up with Jesus at the wheel, your wheel, because he is people friendly. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
Yes, you will.
But the truth, the real truth, the real truth of Jesus. Love is cold. Mm-hmm. Those of you that know he'll take care of you, let me hear you say yes. Say it again. Say it again. You know, over in the sanctified church, when they begin to feel like this, all the saints get together and join in a little way. I want to see if I get you to hear me say it one time. Yeah.
Thank you.
when you're down in trouble.